Hello and welcome to the EV Cafe Takeaway, a podcast focused on that zero emission future that we all hope for. Every week I get joined by one of the wonderful team from the EV Cafe. This week I've just got John Curtis.
He's a funny boy. Just beat it, you.
Welcome, John. And every week, the best bit of the show is that we get joined by one of the wonderful innovators, pioneers, and collaborators from across our industry. And this week, we've got a very special guest in Mike Costain, and he's a director of the 19 Group. Now, to those of you that sort of think, well, what's the 19 Group and why is it relevant? Because it's the commercial vehicle show, and they have been recent new partners for it and are bringing a new lease of life to this wonderful show that I've loved for many years and John is growing to love. So, Mike, tell us about the CV show, first of all, because that's kind of where we come into this conversation. But I'd love to find out more about you and your journey. But we're here really thinking about the CV show. Why did 19 Group step into this great show? I love it. And what are you hoping to bring?
And why did we do it? We were approached by the Road Haulage Association, the RHA, and the SMMT, who are the current owners of the event, have been running it for the last 24 years. And they brought 19 Group in to give them a bit of oomph. The event has it will be the 25th anniversary in April. Wow. It has a rich history. And as you said, there are lots of changes. I think you said anyway, there's lots of changes going on in this market, and we as the organizers are trying to reflect those changes in the event that will run in April and for 26 and 27 and 28, and as the years go on. There is lots of change going on in the market, and from a media perspective, that is a good thing. And the 19 Group, just to go back to your original question, is a media and events business.
Mike, I want to know what oomph means to you. Come on, tell us what's happening. What are you bringing to the party?
What does oomph mean? I suppose an event organizer should reflect the market when it runs an event. So what does that mean? That means it should encourage people to display new product. It should encourage disruption. It should encourage content. It should encourage networking and fun. And I think the fun bit is quite important. You know, whatever age we are, in whatever sector we are in, an event should have a bit of fun. So, you know, it's got to be serious. You've got to learn something. You're going to take away something that you can take into your job, but you've also got to enjoy it. And that's what we will bring to the event in April.
Told you, Curbs. I knew I'd love him. I knew I'd love him. Funner. He's funner.
Am I fun? My wife doesn't say I'm fun.
She's wrong.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But in exhibition world, we want to create fun. I mean, there are more fun. There are funner people and cleverer people than me that bring the fun. But that's what I'm here to sort of try and direct it all together.
But that's it, isn't it? It's so important to bring a platform where people are free to be themselves, to be funner, and to be celebrating the innovation that's in the market. And I love that ambition that you're wanting to do, is to bring energy to the sector. And you see what I did there. Because the platform for electrification and all of that kind of stuff is something that is central to the commercial vehicle show this year. You know, partnering with Net Zero, Destination Net Zero with Matt Eisenegger. I think we'll probably get to speak to him in the not too distant future, which will be great. And of course, the platform for the EV Cafe Village, because we'll be there with a lot of people that are really building the ecosystem. Do you think this is going to be the central theme going forward, or do you think how do you think that the electrification piece is beginning to affect the market from your perspective?
the market and everyone within it are at different points in their education, in their investment, in their understanding of change. So, why do I say that? I say that because an event can't be all about blue sky stuff and stuff that is not relevant to today. It's all about business. People want to, people want to learn the, this is a business event. It's a business to business event. So we've got to be conscious of the here and now, but we've also got to be conscious of what the direction of travel here. And that is important. So it has to be about now. It has to be about in 2 years' time. And it has to be a bit of actually, where's the market going in 10 years?
It's really interesting you talk about the market and its evolution because, we know transport inside out. The event space is really quite crowded. And this fascinates me. How is the event space developing and growing? Because there's almost too many shows, Mike. There's too many events where you can go and spend a day, 2 days, 3 days even. And it feels like you're walking through treacle because it's not funner and there's too many. Is there a consolidation happening in the market that's bringing it all together, or are we going to see some just drop off the face of the planet?
I'm not sure the market is crowded, to be brutally honest. But maybe that's because I'm not embedded in it as much as you guys are. We don't, I suppose we are looking at it through one specific lens. And as one of the guys from Scania said, what's your USP? And I think that's one of the things that, if you go back to the oomph thing, I think the event lost its USP. It didn't quite know what it was. And the conversations we've had with the manufacturers, with government, with influencers, with policymakers, with fleet managers, with the market as a whole, I think we're starting to understand that, and I think we'll find our place. And the RHA and the SMMT and their involvement, I think, is quite important to that, and their members obviously are key to the growth of the show as well.
Well, I was just interested there, Mike, because I didn't want to cast any doubt on the validity of the CV show, because I went last year for the first time. Commercial vehicles have not been my thing, cars has. And I was absolutely bowled over with the range of product, not only vehicles, but the systems, the ancillaries, and the depth of knowledge that there is and the love for the industry. And that's the thing which really captivated me. And I thought, wow, these people actually care about what it is they do. We just see, big trucks, big vans all up and down the road. Actually, there's a whole family of people that come together to share. So I think the CV show, and I just wanted to put this on record, is outstanding anyway, with a bit of oomph. Hoo-hoo!
It is interesting, isn't it? The market. Oh, this sector is relatively new to me. I'm not technically. I don't understand the technicalities of a lot of it. But I understand. I'm trying to get, as event organizers, we need to understand the ecosystem and how the market comes together. And you can do that relatively quickly. You've got to read stuff, and you've got to talk to people. And it's quite straight. It's relatively straightforward to try and put the jigsaw puzzle together. But people do care about this industry, and they care about it because they might be in businesses that their family's been involved in. They might have been involved in business in this sector for 10, 20, 30 years. And most sectors, one of my bugbears is that most sectors don't champion themselves. They don't talk about the positives they're bringing to the economy. Politically, economically, socially, this is quite a big topic. It's quite an important thing. The movement of goods, the movement of people, the movement of product, and everything else that goes with it. It's quite an important topic. And actually, I think that's one of the things that we would encourage the sector to champion itself more as well, because you've got a whole load of really positive things that you can talk about and people should know about.
And I think that you're absolutely right, Mike. I think the sense of whenever you feel like you're a bit of a minority in the world, then you kind of get a little bit punchy about it, you want to celebrate that actually, hey, we matter, we exist. And you hit the nail on the head with the value of the market, right? So vans, just vans alone, there's about 4.8 million of them, with some very rudimentary maths. You're talking about £1.6 billion worth of revenue that these vehicles are responsible for every single day. That's roughly the value of the market. And it's that kind of punchiness that we need to be celebrating, the importance of this sector to UK PLC. And I think we get to do that at the CV show. We've been doing it for a lot of years. And I think we've seen, COVID didn't help things, but we've seen this sort of sense of decline. And then there's been a lot of electric-only shows and electric celebration. But now we're getting this kind of combination of, to your point, about celebrating the journey from ICE, internal combustion engines, all the way over to electric vehicles. And we need to have a... we need to have the platform to be a bit punchy on and to celebrate. And I think that's really what you've done. You're bringing content as well this year. Tell us about how you're bringing the content piece, because you've mentioned that a couple of times.
It is important to us. It's important to all 19 shows. And the transactional nature of events around product, are, you know, a bread and butter to event organisers. But the people also want to listen to people that are going to inspire. They might want to listen to policy. They might want to listen to technical. They might want to listen to or probably most importantly, peer to peer discussion. And we've partnered obviously with your very good selves on one of the stages. We've got a technical stage and we've got another stage which is put together with the help of the RHA and the SMMT. So they're going to take a day each. And then we've got another, the third day will be around skills, future skills, the skills gap, diversity, and where the market is going. So yeah, we're excited about how the content will augment and sort of sit nicely alongside the exhibition.
Now then, Mr. Costain, you said the show has got to blow its own trumpet, the industry has to blow its trumpet. And I'm wondering, who is Mike Costain? Blow your trumpet, my friend. Who are you? Tell us a little bit about you.
I'm from Lancashire. That's quite important because I now live in Kent and I work in London. And my northern roots are really important to me. I have a wife and three children. And family is important to me. My kids are getting a bit older because I'm getting old. And I've been in the events and media space for 25 years. My media career is probably as long as the commercial vehicle show.
How do you relax? How do you get away from the event space and feed your soul?
At the moment, I like to go running. I like to go walking. I do like to go to the pub as well. As I said, my kids are getting a bit older, so my role in the world is a changing. But I do stand on the sidelines watching my son on a Sunday. So yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's good. And family is important. I think I went out with my son this week. He's 21 and off to a big adventure just coming around the corner. So we just sort of took some time. And you know what? The you kind of reflect, man, I should do this more. So good on you for kind of making family a priority. The thought for me though, Mike, is that, you know, things, there's the ebb and flow of life, right? Life can be quite challenging at times. And we always love to sort of celebrate the ability to overcome and to like the caliber of the people, because you've run your own business for many years and obviously I think then that became part of 19 Group. Life isn't always rosy. What's a time where you've had to really dig deep in life and to sort of what did you learn from that period of life, and how do you turn up today?
The 19 Group do something called the 19 Exchange on a monthly basis, where the whole business comes together. And actually, yesterday morning, it was only yesterday morning, wow, we actually went through this very question. And so if you're looking from a challenge from a work perspective, I was fortunate in the between 2005 and 2012 to be involved in two really successful events. And that fuels your it feels lots of things, doesn't it? There's confidence. You feel comfortable in your role. You feel comfortable in life, and life is good and it's all bloody great and all that sort of stuff. And then the next project we did started off quite well, and then didn't. And those 3 years were flipping hard work. And I look back on that and think, yeah, I made some mistakes. I made quite a lot of mistakes, actually. And my sad years, maybe. But I came out the other side, and I suppose I look back on those, and what I hope is that I won't make the same mistakes again. And I think that affects your family. It affects the way that you function each day. Yeah, it's interesting to reflect. And hopefully, as long as you don't make the same mistake twice, then that's a good thing.
And what was it that you think brought you through that? What was it that gave you the ability to bounce back?
Being northern, having a bit of grit, and family.
Mm.
So I think my upbringing and the people that matter to me, which are my wife and my three kids.
I'm fascinated. You've mentioned this being northern quite a few times, and you can probably tell I'm not. I'm from Southampton, and so, couldn't be less northern if I tried. However, I live in Scotland, and I actually identify as a Scotsman. I was English through birth, and I'm Scottish through choice. Why is being northern so important to you?
I'm proud of where I'm from, and I think that moulds you, and it's not a reason for success, but it gives you a foundation, and not that you got to fight. I wasn't brought up on the streets or anything like that. Far from it. I think it gave me a solid foundation, and I think that's really important. And I live down south now, so I've got to champion my where I was brought up, because otherwise, yeah. And I'm also losing my accent a little bit, although depends where you're from, depends what people think. My northern friends think I don't have a northern accent, and my southern friends think I'm really northern. So maybe I'm just lost. I don't know.
Far from lost.
And Mike, you know, sitting in the position that you're in now, you know, a director of 19 Group, you've built your business, you know, you're going to bring credible success to this commercial vehicle show and to all the other shows that 19 Group are a part of, because it's not just a one-trick pony, that's for sure. What advice would you give your 15-year-old self? Because at 14, 15, we were full of angst and passion and mischief, probably. What advice would you give that 14, 15-year-old self that would help them on their way?
I was a late developer, so I wouldn't give advice to my 14 or 15-year-old self, because at 14 and 15, I still was playing by the rules. I was fit as a fiddle and I was working hard. If I gave my 18-year-old self a bit of advice, it would be don't be such a lazy bugger, and take advantage of the opportunities that were there in front of me. Don't sit around, because I look back. There's two or three years of my student life. I didn't do a lot. I, apart from things that we probably shouldn't go on this podcast, but there was opportunities that I missed out on. And I look back, my daughter's 20, my eldest daughter's 20, and she is embracing university. And that's what I would say. Do what my daughter's doing, basically.
Oh, nice. That's a nice thing.
Do it properly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's head toward the sunshine. What are you really proud of having achieved, Mike?
I suppose I've been involved in a number of successful projects that I'm proud of. Going back to the tricky time, yeah, the lean years, of probably coming out of the other side of that, feeling and sort of going through another successful period. So that's yeah, I suppose. Yeah, there's peaks and troughs in life, aren't there?
Absolutely.
If it was all rosy, it would be too easy, wouldn't it? So.
If it was all rosy, we'd all be doing it, wouldn't we? You know, we'd all be rich and famous and all of that good stuff. Well, Mike, listen, we've got a tradition, but and we're going to sort of wrap up when, in a moment or two, talking about the commercial vehicle show and what we can look forward to, maybe a few of the exhibitors that are going to be joining us and what people can expect to see. But in the meantime, we have a special little tradition here on the EV Cafe Takeaway podcast. It is to present you with a wand. And you'll see it is an electric wand. It has a little flash. All of those that are listening on Apple and Spotify, you're missing out. But here is our sort of Harry Potter-esque magic wand. And Mike, we're going to hand this magic wand to you. So get ready. There you go. It's coming to you. You've got to, there you go. Grab it. That's it. There we go. You've got the magic wand. So you only get... You're allowed to exercise one wish for your life, and for, you know, for your life, the life of the work that you have, and things like that. What is it that you would wish for the future?
Oh goodness! Should I have prepared for this question?
No, it's much more fun.
Okay. Oh goodness! Right, I'm flummoxed now. What would I wish for in my career? I suppose I would wish for I'd like to leave whatever events I'm involved in, because that's the work that I do. I'd like to leave them in a really strong position, and people like value them and think, yeah, I like what this lot do, and I walk away from their events and I think I've had a good time. I've learned something. Go back to that. I met good people, and these guys care. Nice. And I suppose from a personal point of view, I hope my kids are happy and that's all that matters, really. A bit of happiness, eh?
Absolutely, a bit of happiness. It feels like a song coming on. Give me sunshine. Anyway,
no.
Stop. That's it. Only for people of a certain age, obviously. But Mike, so listen, we've got the commercial vehicle show coming up. We've talked a little bit about the structure of it, and you know what we can expect. Obviously, it's coming up in April this year, 29th and 30th of April, and the 1st of May. I always find it awkward that it goes across 2 months, because you can't just go 29th to the 31st. You have to sort of say it's a different month. Very annoying. Please sort that out for next year. And then tell us what we can expect from the show. We've got some really good exhibitors. I know we've got a few coming on the EV Cafe Village, which we'll mention, but what can we expect to see this year?
Some product launches. So some firsts for the UK. Some sort of, I think that have been revealed, people like Kia.
Kia, yeah. Really looking forward to seeing those guys.
We've got our friends at Ford, Isuzu. Obviously, EV Cafe, and I'll let you guys go into a bit of detail on that. Really good conversations going on around some of the work that Innovate UK are doing with the e-freight projects, as an example. But yeah, product launches, new, fun, as I said, go back to the education side. And of course, you guys, and you are, you're playing an important part to within the commercial vehicle show. And a good plug, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I like what you did there. Very good. Very good. You're learning the language perfectly. But so the EV Cafe Village, we're very excited about it. First of all, we're really excited that it's the decarbonisation theatre. So that is a real buzz for us. We've got a great programme of speakers already lined up from a lot of the biggest fleets. Now, why the biggest fleets? Because they're doing the job, right? They're out there and they've got big decarbonisation plans, and they're learning and they're stumbling and they're finding it difficult. And we want everybody to be able to learn from them. We're also going to be talking to some of the OEMs, you know, the people that are coming with these startup products and then scaling up. And what are the OEMs, the manufacturers of the vehicles, doing for us? We're going to be celebrating women in industry as well. We've got a great panel session on the wonderful things that some of real leaders in from the world of the ladies is going to be. And we have got, well, we've got lots of great exhibitors as well. We've got the wonderful AA are going to be there. And also Iveco. Iveco are actually building a stage for us. Check this out. So that is going to be revealed at the show. Fully electric, is going to be self-powered. So the vehicle is going to power all of the stage. So that's going to be really exciting. And we've got people from the ecosystem, right? People helping like Webfleet are going to be helping people understand how they make that transition and all good stuff. John, what have I forgotten? I'm bound to have forgotten something.
Do you know what you haven't? But Mike has inspired me. So it's on the 1st of May. And I'm thinking Maypole. So we've got the EV Cafe Village. We create a Maypole and get Morris. Do you see what I did there? Morris, commercial vehicle. Morris dancers to come along. See? And we can celebrate May. It's good, isn't it? No?
Oh, Mike, you've gone. We've lost your microphone somehow.
It was the excitement of the Maypole that that I sort of I tripped out a bit there. I'm in for that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get a Maypole with the ribbons. EV Cafe Maypole. At the CV show.
Oh, yes.
Bring your hankies.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
That's,
I like
that's
it.
Just
I,
pure,
and that
pure.
Is, I'm going to write that one down.
Hey, oops. Listen, you've said it. That's it. But one final thing I will say about the EV Cafe Village is going to be networking every day at lunchtime. So we're going to be having... some networking days on the Tuesday and the Wednesday and the Thursday from around 12:30 to 1:30. So get a chance to join us. And Mike, we want to pin you down for a wrap up chat on the EV Cafe on Thursday morning. So, you know, your key takeaway. So you've got plenty of time to prepare. So over the 2 days, so be there on the Thursday. We'll grab you on stage and get some insight from behind the scenes from you. Would that be okay?
That's perfect. Excellent. Thank you.
That'll be Thursday, the 1st of May, when the Maypole and Morris dancing will commence.
Oh, God.
Bring your hanky, Mike.
Well, if there's a reason to come on the Thursday, then that's it. There we go. Can we get some bells for John's legs, please?
There's bells for everyone. This is going to be outstanding.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, Mike, it's been a real pleasure. We're really looking forward to the commercial vehicle show. And just in case anybody had missed it, it's on the 29th and 30th of April and the 1st of May.
The 1st of May.
So you can register online. You can do that. There'll be a link in the comments somewhere. And if you want to exhibit with the EV Cafe Village, of course you can, or in the wider show, if you're not necessarily focused on entirely EV and you want to talk about other things as well, then, you know, begrudgingly we'll put you in touch with Mike and he'll help you, I'm sure. Mike, any final thoughts for us?
Well, no, just to say thank you very much. I've enjoyed this conversation. And we'll look forward to seeing everyone who's listened to this at the NEC at the end of April and May.
Yeah, the end of and the beginning of May. Right, yes, yeah. Great. Well, John, what about you? Any final thoughts? It's exciting, isn't it? You know, commercial vehicle show.
Do you know
fans.
That's it. Vans, and there, you know, I've made
and
it
trucks.
Publicly known that I can't be doing with vans. Well, I can now, and trucks just—they inspire me, and they're a bit scary. And you mentioned COVID earlier, and that was the point at which I went, we need vans actually because we need them for our food, the supplies that we get, the parcels that keep coming to the door. They're a fundamental part of life, and if you don't get vans and commercial vehicles, you don't get life.
Wow. Okay.
This is really serious.
Always prone to an understatement, me.
Thank you, John. That is one powerful final thought. So, everybody, a show your appreciation to Mike Costain. Do check him out on LinkedIn. Tell him how wonderful he's been on the podcast with us today. We're really looking forward to the CV show. It's going to be a real cracker. It's a great platform to celebrate everything good that's going on in the commercial vehicle industry. And so we're really looking forward to a great time of getting together, networking, learning something, and getting to chat with each other. So follow the EV Cafe on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and of course head over to our website for more information on all the podcasts. But in the meantime, we'll see you at the Commercial Vehicle Show at the end of April and the beginning of May. Have a great day, everybody.